Most pleural effusions are due to what?
Malignancy or congestive heart failure.
Nailed it. In hypovolemic shock, what's your cardiac output? High or low?
Low.
Low. What's your total peripheral resistance?
High.
High. What's your venous return?
High.
So if your cardiac output's low, how would your venous return be high? Because isn't it what goes in is what comes out? Exactly.
Yes.
You have low blood volume. You can't possibly be returning more to the heart. Okay. What about your pulmonary capillary wedge pressure in hypovolemic shock?
Low.
Low. Low or normal? Generally low. Okay. Cardiogenic shock. What's your cardiac output?
Low.
Low. What would your total peripheral resistance be?
High.
High. What would your venous return be?
Low.
Low. It must be low because you're simply not getting enough out of the heart. Okay. So you can't get more into the heart if it's not leaving the heart. Now, by all means, you can get fluid accumulation in the lungs, etc. But let's just say venous return can't possibly be elevated in cardiogenic shock. What about pulmonary capillary wedge pressure?
High.
High.
Or also low and normal.
Oh, fuck no, it's high. This is the big differentiator. This is the most important part. This is like the crux of what I was getting to. So this is how you differentiate it between hypovolemic and cardiogenic is the pulmonary capillary wedge pressure. What is PCWP?
That's a pressure in the left aorta. Left atrium.
Great. So left atrial pressure. If you have cardiogenic shock, you must have an elevated left atrial pressure because of the backup, because the left ventricle is not pumping out like it should. So you get increased afterload on the left atrium, and then the left atrium stagnating. So that's going to back up to the pulmonary circulation. So the increased pulmonary venular pressure in the pulmonary veins, that's going to cause a leakage of fluid. That'll give you your transitate, your pulmonary edema. So you can get hazy lung fields. Like you might get a vignette where they say like 4-year-old girl has sepsis, and then she's got hazy lung fields and cardiomegaly. And you're like, well, that's septic shock, right? It's like, yeah, but she's also got cardiogenic shock now caused by the septic shock, as evidenced by her hazy lung fields and dilated heart. And they might tell you the pulmonary capillary wedge pressure is elevated. If they ask you for a pharmacologic agent to treat cardiogenic shock, what's the answer?
Is it beta blockers?
They want dopamine is the answer.
Okay.
If your heart can't pump in cardiogenic shock, beta blocker is only going to make it worse, right? Talking about like an actual cardiogenic shock where your heart needs beta 1 agonism. So dopamine will induce beta 1 agonism. And dobutamine as well is beta 1 agonism. Okay. And then in distributive shock, like neurogenic, septic, anaphylactic, what's your total peripheral resistance?
Low.
Low. What's your cardiac output?
Normal.
Elevated. So high cardiac output, high venous return. And what do you give to treat anaphylactic shock?
FB.
Good. What route are you going to give it?
Subcutaneously.
Intramuscular.
That's what I meant. Okay.
So let's say you have ARDS. What must your pulmonary capillary wedge pressure be?
I'm not sure.
ARDS is when you have diffuse infiltrates in the lungs, usually due to an insult like trauma, can be sepsis, can be pancreatitis. So you have fluid filling your alveolar spaces, and they want you to know that it's not cardiogenic in origin, so your pulmonary capillary wedge pressure is normal. That's important. It tells you that the fluid in your lungs is not of cardiogenic origin. That's what it means when pulmonary capillary wedge pressure is normal in that setting. And they want low tidal volume. Mechanical ventilation is the answer for ARDS.